From Tidbits on June 10th, 2013, this is Apple Releases Longer Lasting MacBook Air, Faster Airport by Egan Gian Schmitz. While they lack the lush sexiness of the redesigned Mac Pro, Apple introduced new models of the MacBook Air and Airport base stations at the Worldwide Developer Conference. The MacBook Air models get a significant increase in battery life, while the Airport base stations have been overhauled with a new, taller design and a boost in Wi-Fi throughput with the addition of the 802.11ac protocol. MacBook Air bumps up battery life, processor speeds. Taking an iterative approach, the refreshed 11 and 13-inch MacBook Air models offer no cosmetic changes, focusing on under-the-hood hardware refinements with the addition of 802.11ac Wi-Fi, faster 4th-generation Intel dual-core processors from the new Intel Haswell lineup, and improved Intel HD Graphics 5000 internal graphics. However, the biggest change is the battery life for each size of the MacBook Air, with Apple claiming 9-hour battery life for the 11-inch, 8 hours of iTunes movie playback, and a full 12-hour battery life for the 13-inch, 10 hours of movie playback. Previously, the 11-inch MacBook Air topped out at 5 hours of battery life, while the 13-inch model had a theoretical max of 7 hours. The 11-inch MacBook Air is priced at $999 for 128GB of flash storage, and $1,199 for 256GB of storage, while the 13-inch MacBook Air starts at $1,099 for the 128GB and goes to $1,299 for the 256GB. All models feature a 1.3 GHz Intel Core i5 processor, which jumps to 2.6 GHz via Intel's Turbo Boost, and 4 GB of 1600 MHz LPDDR3 RAM. Both the 11 and 13-inch models can be configured with more storage, 512 GB, a faster 1.7 GHz dual-core Intel Core i7 processor, and a maximum of 8 GB of RAM. Faster Wi-Fi, now with beamforming. Shifting away from the squat, square look that has been its signature since 2007, the new Airport Extreme and Airport Time Capsule both feature a taller profile that's akin to the Mac Pro's design makeover, though both Wi-Fi base stations continue with the rounded square motif rather than going fully cylindrical. Each of these base stations stands 6.6 inches tall and 3.85 inches square, 16.8 by 9.8 centimeters, which represents a 75% reduction in footprint for the Time Capsule and a 64% reduction for the Airport Extreme. Comparatively, the Mac Pro stands 9.9 inches tall and 6.6 inches in diameter. The ports remain the same as previous models, one WAN, 3 gigabit Ethernet, one USB 2.0, and a power supply connection. But the biggest change for Apple's Airport line is the addition of the 802.11ac Wi-Fi networking protocol, which makes use of 3 streams of data to provide claimed maximum bandwidth speeds of 1.3 Gbps to 802.11ac-enabled devices, triple that of the 450 Mbps data rate for 802.11n. Each of the base stations has 3 2.4 GHz antennas and 3 5 GHz antennas, all placed at the top of the device for improved Wi-Fi disbursement. The 6-element beam-forming antenna array can also be focused to direct its Wi-Fi stream to an 802.11ac device on the network. Thus, rather than having your Wi-Fi signal emitting in all directions at a constant stream, the new base stations can detect those devices connecting via 802.11ac and target them with more bandwidth. Like the previous 802.11n base stations, the new Airport model supports simultaneous dual-band transmissions over the 2.4 GHz and 5 GHz bands. The Airport Time Capsule comes in two sizes, 2TB for $299 and 3TB for $399, while the Airport Extreme sells for $199. This is Tidbits. Sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Crash Plan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Agen Schmitz, and thanks for listening.